Alarm clocks and butcher knives. In 1965, we lived in Inglewood, California with Stepdaddy One. Gene was a Jewish artist from a wealthy Milwaukee family. He had taken responsibility for us back in Madison prior to our move out west. We were nearly out of gas when we stopped late at night in Needles, California, the gateway to the Mojave Desert. Gene had to siphon some gas from a car because there wasn't an open gas station. He stuck a tube into the gas tank of a car in a parking lot as my sister and I kept a lookout. Gene spluttered when some gas got into his mouth, and he stuck the empty tube into an empty milk jug that started filling with gas. I thought it was a miracle and clapped as Gene wiped his mouth and spat. He filled the jug twice, managing to pour enough gas into the Rambler for us to drive some more. He put a couple dollars under the windshield wiper of the car we took the gas from and said, "They'll never know where that came from." I giggled at the thought of someone finding a whole $2 when they started their car up in the morning and thought Gene was cool for being so honest. "Why is it called Needles? That's a funny name for a town, isn't it?" My sister told me to shut up, but Gene replied, "It was named for the pointy mountains over there you can't see right now, but in the morning you'll see." I poked Laura in the side, who slapped my hand away. Gene always treated me nice and didn't mind my questions. We checked into a roadside motel after Mom rang a buzzer a bunch of times to wake someone up. The room was stuffy and smelled like dirty socks soaked in pine cleaner. It was hotter than I thought possible. We needed to cool down while the room's air conditioner clanked into action, so we quietly snuck out to the motel pool. Mom said, "Gene, we're not supposed to be out here this time of night," as he eased open the pool gate that squeaked, "Okay, kids, you heard her. Be quiet or the cops will come." "Very funny," Mom hissed while Laura and I slipped through the gate trying to walk like Indians. There were a kabillion grasshoppers in the water with the same idea to cool down. It was a plague of locusts. I didn't care as I jumped right into the shallow end after Gene sloshed aside the offending invaders. It was heaven soaking in that pool under the desert stars, listening to the grasshoppers in the fiery night. In the morning, I looked with awe at the Needles as we drove on to our new home in Los Angeles. I was hoping for a new start. I thought the move might stop Mom from being mad at Laura and me all the time. I was never sure what we did that would make her angry enough to hit us. I don't know which scared me more, being hit or watching Laura get hit for no discernible reason. Watching my sister stare defiantly at Mom as she was slapped across the face until she cried made me feel powerless and hurt and angry. Maybe things would be better in California. Gene held the bedroom door closed again against our rabid mother's desire to hit us. "Gene, open the fucking door, you shit!" she shrieked on the other side as she pounded her fists against it in rage. Laura and I were in the far corner watching Gene lean against the door as our mother screamed and pounded some more as she swore at us and Gene. Eventually, she stopped and Gene opened the door a crack to peer out. "She's gone. It's okay now, you guys," he said in a quiet voice that sounded sad to me. He had held the door several times before and seemed resigned to it. Laura and I didn't know why she flew into a rage at the drop of a hat. If Gene did, he never told us. I had seen her hit my sister across the face with a wire hanger more than once. She would throw things at me, like an alarm clock and a butcher knife. I got spanked with my own belt. I learned the value of ducking and being scarce when she got the look that scared the hell out of me. Back in Madison, Mom smoked some homemade cigarettes that smelled different when other adults came by as they were making picket signs and drinking beer. Sometimes she still smoked those, but she was also taking pills all the time.
"Mommy, what are those pills?"
"The doctor gave them to me."
"What for?"
"Headaches."
"Why do you have headaches?"
"Stop asking so many questions. Leave me alone. Go play in your room."
"But I
said shut the fuck up and get to your room now."
Laura and I had nowhere to hide. I was in fear whenever she took the pills, which seemed to be more and more often. Even our bedroom wasn't safe when she went crazy. Sometimes I wet the bed and it made her even angrier.
"You know where the bathroom is?"
I could feel myself start to cry, but I knew if I did, she'd hit me, so I stammered,
I'm so sorry, mommy.
When Gene was at home, he'd take us out of the house when she was getting that way. Sometimes to the park or when the ice cream man drove by, he'd get us treats. Other times, I'd fly a kite with Gene. It went way up in the blue sky. It was nice. We'd tie the string to the bumper of the car and watch it floating up there where it was peaceful and there was no yelling or hitting. I loved Gene and always felt safe when he was around, but he couldn't always be there, and Laura wasn't able to protect us.
I didn't know what was wrong, but I knew things weren't right, and I wondered what I could do to keep Mommy from being angry all the time. I tried to be invisible and quiet, but it was never good enough. I cried at night into my pillow so no one could hear me in the dark.